of Optimum Choices, whom specializes in service and product for people and pets, a very holistic approach, and as well as perform massage for canine. And I've been a user and distributor of our bio superfood and bio preparation product since pretty much since the beginning in the U.S. And have gathered and become quite knowledgeable of the small animal problems and nutrition and solutions, and work with professional and direct clients more and more. So Russell will be this speaker tonight, and as well with us is Dr. Michael Kiriak, who, as you know, is the person that has led research in the development of these products for over 22 years under the Russian era, and today has over 30 years of research and practical application of this product. I would consider Dr. Kiriak the authority on the science of microalgae technology as applied to human and animal health. And he is with us tonight to answer questions and possibly for comments at some point after Russell's talk. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Russell Louis.
Thank you, Roland. I'm really
Well, I don't think we need to. You can just go ahead, Russell.
Okay. I'm really excited tonight because I'm here to introduce everyone to a quantum leap in holistic wellness, as well as a revolutionary super nutrition animal supplement. I don't think there's been anything like this on the market to date. But first, let me give you just a short biography of who I am. As Roland said, my name's Russell Louis, and I'm a holistic wellness consultant and owner of Optimum Choices. I don't have any medical training specifically. I'm here just to share my perspective on this wonderful product and my experiences in holistic wellness. My degree is in geophysical engineering. I have a bachelor's degree in geophysical engineering, so I was trained as a scientist and a researcher. And so what I've done is I've combined that educational background with my holistic lifestyle that I've been practicing for over 50 years. I was one of the original holistic babies growing up back in the 50s. As a matter of fact, they didn't have the word holistic then, and we just called everything organic, you know, organic food, organic vegetables and stuff, and that's what I grew up on. So why am I here tonight talking about holistic pet care? It's because I'm passionate about saving our animals. And I'll tell you how I became passionate. Why don't you go to slide number 3, and we'll look at the slide called Sobering Statistics. And I'm not going to read all of them. I'll leave that for you. But I want you to look at the last two here. The last two state that statistics from veterinary organizations and dog and cat registries show that the lifespan of America's companion animals is now half what it used to be in the 50s and 60s. 40 years ago, the average golden retriever lived to be 15 or 16 years old, while house cats routinely lived into their 20s. Today, the golden retriever's life expectancy is 7 years old. And this, to me, is a tragedy. And I remember dogs living to be 18, 19 years old, and it was not uncommon for a cat to be 21, 22. You know, that was almost normal. Whereas today, that's almost unheard of. So it's my feeling that the health of our animals has degraded, and one of the things it's tied to is nutrition. It's not the only thing, but it's one of the things. So let's turn to slide number 4. It's entitled, What You Can Do to Prevent Your Pet from Becoming One of These Statistics. This information was taken from the Whole Dog Journal, which is a very well-respected holistic magazine. They don't accept any advertising whatsoever, so this is a totally unbiased opinion. But in that article, they state, experts acknowledge that one way to deal with cancer is to take charge of what the canine cancer patient eats. That makes sense to us. You know, we've all heard the expression, you are what you eat. Well, the same goes for our pets. In the same article, the Hull Dog Journal lists an anti-cancer diet. They list 10 things that an owner can do to help prevent cancer in their animals. And I'll let you go ahead and read that very quickly, but it all makes, you know, sense. You need vitamin C for the immune system, garlic for an antioxidant, you need to limit the carbohydrates and all that. Well, I said to myself, wouldn't it be great if we found all of these 10 factors in one natural supplement that we could give our pets? Because if you look at this, to go down each one of these, you know, you'd spend all day in the kitchen and shopping for your pet, putting it all together. And so I thought that would be great if we could find one supplement that contains all these 10 factors. And I think we have. So let's go on. Let's turn to slide number 5. And I want to go through some basics so we're all kind of on the same page here. But we feel at Optimum Choices that the foundation of good health for animals is nutrition. We have a little saying that people who cannot find time for health are obliged sooner or later to find time for illness. And the same goes for pets. If we can't spend enough time looking at what our pets eat and feed them a healthy diet, we'll eventually have to find time to take them to the vet and spend, you know, vet bills. It's that simple. Well, here are some facts. Dogs and cats are carnivores. A dog needs 60 to 80% meat protein for optimum health. And a cat, being an obligate carnivore, they need 70 to 90% meat protein to thrive. Here's another fact. Dry kibbles cannot be manufactured with more than 50% meat because it literally gums up the machinery. So you ask any manufacturer, and they'll tell you, you know, that's a fact. They cannot do it with more than 50%. So we've done our shopping and our homework, and the highest premium food that we've ever been able to find contains 35 to 40% meat protein. And this is the stuff that's $50 and $60 for a 20-pound bag. If you go to the grocery store or go to the big box warehouse, you know, kind of stores, and you look at their generic food, the meat protein content is around 20 to 25%. Now, that's a far cry from what nature intended these animals to eat. You know, nature said 60 to 80% for dogs, 70 to 90% for cats, and we're buying food that's anywhere from 20 to 40% meat protein, and the rest is carbohydrates and sugars, and then they throw in some vitamins and supplements. So the conclusion we came to is that if you feed dry kibbles to your pets exclusively, they're getting a nutrient-deficient diet to start with. And this is one of the reasons why our pets are in the state of health they're in. We found another factor in our research. If you turn to page 6, the next slide, entitled Enzymes. Everyone knows that enzymes are needed for digestion. You know, we always need digestive enzymes. But what most people don't know is there are a lot of metabolic enzymes that control all other physiological functions. Some of the functions are they reduce inflammation and pain, they speed healing, they prevent premature aging and arthritis. They can help prevent tumors and cancer. And this is what people don't know. So when you go to the health food store and you buy a jar of enzymes, you probably get 8, 10, 12 enzymes, but they're all digestive enzymes. Rarely do you get all these metabolic enzymes, and that's what's missing. Here's another fact. Heat kills live enzymes. So all the live enzymes that are naturally in food, if you heat the food, the enzymes are killed. So any processed food, whether it be canned food or dry kibbles, which are all heated, are void of enzymes. They're just totally lacking. And this is another problem. It's like feeding an animal meat-flavored cookies for 10 years. It's loaded with carbohydrates and sugars. Yes, it does have some meat protein, but it's about half of what nature intended. They have no live enzymes whatsoever. So after 10 years of a diet of meat-flavored cookies, you know, what can we expect from our animals? Well, they'd probably be overweight or obese. They probably have high blood pressure. They probably would have inflexibility problems and be slowing down and be lethargic. And, you know, this is exactly what we're seeing in our pets by the time they're 8 to 10 years of age. So this is another important factor. Live enzymes and the nutrient content of the food that we're feeding our pets. And it's been our estimation that about 80% of the pet owners do feed dry kibble. Some of it exclusively. Others, they mix it with canned or wet food, or they supplement it with table scraps, which is far better than feeding exclusively dry kibble. But this is the problem today. Our animals are not getting live enzymes. They're not getting the nutrients they need to have a healthy body. And so what we're seeing is degenerative diseases by the time they're 10. So, where do wild animals naturally get their enzymes? Well, one source is algae. Algae are literally plant cells that are in a film that cover the earth. Now, animals instinctually get algae in the wild whenever they drink from a natural water source, such as a pond or a stream. You know, I've never seen a dog go up to a stream or a pond that was a little bit green and refuse to drink from it. You know, it's only humans that do that. They readily drink from all kinds of bodies of water with algae in it. They don't care what color it is. But our domesticated animals who are fed processed food and tap water, they don't have access to this natural algae. And therefore, we find that they're always deficient in enzymes and other nutrients. You know, if you look at the nutrient ingredients of BioSuperfood, it's literally a nutrient factory in a capsule. I mean, they've got vitamins and enzymes and amino acids, essential fatty acids, trace minerals, and much, much more. And I don't think, you know, man could formulate something that's so nutritious and put it in one capsule. Only nature could do this. So you can see why our animals have the conditions, health conditions they have today. They need the nutrients. They need the enzymes. They're not getting it from the food. So it's really up to us, the animal guardians, to provide supplementation for them. They almost absolutely have to have supplements if they're exclusively fed dry food. So let's look at what kind of supplements are out there and what are good supplements and bad supplements. Let's turn to page 7 or slide 7, and it asks the question at the top, which is a better supplement for vitamin C, ascorbic acid, or oranges? I think most people can tell the difference. Ascorbic acid is the pure vitamin C. It's been distilled down. All the impurities have been taken out. And you buy it at any drugstore, which is great. But oranges have much more in it. Oranges have bioflavonoids and rutin, vitamin E, selenium, vitamin A, and all kinds of other things. But it doesn't have the potency of vitamin C. And I think most people remember from their school history that the benefits of vitamin C were discovered back in the Middle Ages. It's when the European travelers were coming across the Atlantic to the New World, and they were getting scurvy because of the long journey. And they found that if they drank fresh lime juice or any citrus juice, that they wouldn't get scurvy. And it wasn't until the early 19th century that they actually isolated the component in lime juice as vitamin C as the reason why the European travelers were not getting scurvy. But here's a fact that probably doesn't get into the textbooks. If you just take pure ascorbic acid by itself, you can decrease the symptoms of scurvy but not eliminate the disease. As soon as you stop taking vitamin C as ascorbic acid, scurvy would come back. But if you took an extract of green peppers with vitamin C in it, being whole food concentration with all the other amino acids, the enzymes, and the vitamins, in addition to ascorbic acid, if you took that extract, you would not only eliminate the symptoms of scurvy, but you'd also eliminate the disease. So this, to me, tells me the value of whole food supplements. Our research today, we know that vitamin C works better if you include the rutin, the bioflavonoids, and vitamin E, and selenium, and a couple other things. Well, my question is, what else haven't we discovered that nature says vitamin C, ascorbic acid, is needed to work in our body? And so our philosophy is, whenever you need to take a supplement, try and find the whole food source and take that as a supplement rather than the isolated vitamin itself. Let me go through some recent research that we discovered on slide number 8. This is the results of isolated supplementation. And this is a quote from the Pediatrics magazine. It's the July 2004 issue. And this is the conclusion that they came to. Early infant multivitamin supplementation is associated with increased risk for food allergies and asthma. And I can attest to that, because I was not fed mother's milk. I was fed a formula, because back in the 50s, scientists said, oh, this is so much better than mother's milk. It had all these multivitamins in it, all these things that, you know, scientists put in and everything. And I have food allergies and hay fever, so I know this to be true. But to me, it's rather ironic. The best intentions of our parents and scientists have actually increased the risk in children for food allergies and asthma. And when you think about it, this kind of makes sense. We're giving isolated vitamins, and in some cases synthetic vitamins. We're doing it in a form that nature did not intend. We're upsetting the balance of our endocrine and hormonal system. And we don't see the results until later on in life. And this is why, as adults, we manifest the increased risk for food allergies and asthma. On the bottom of the same slide is another important fact, and this is from a chief endocrinologist at the Tripler Army Medical Center. And he states, most women take hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, for the immediate symptomatic relief. And then he goes on to say, we already knew the impact of HRT on breast cancer, colon cancer, blood clots, and stroke. So what he's saying is, okay, we have this therapy, it will decrease your symptoms, but the risk is increased cancer, blood clots, and stroke. So there's a big choice that needs to be made here. And again, I correlate that with the above statement, in that we're affecting the hormonal system, the endocrine system of a person. We're sending it out of balance, you know, totally unholistic. And there are always consequences. So this is why we try to avoid isolated supplementation. Let's go on to the next slide, page 9. And this will kind of bring home what I've been talking about. Let's start on the bottom. You see these little dots here? Each of these dots represent a single isolated supplement, say a vitamin A capsule or a vitamin B tablet, or maybe a singular adrenal glandular supplement or a thyroid supplement or a drug. And that's all these things do. They represent a single supplement. They're meant to address a single symptom. Okay, so the next class above that would be whole food supplements. And they would contain a broader range of isolated supplements. So they'd cover maybe 3 of these. And most of you are familiar with them, you know, like the meats, the salmon, sardines, excellent whole food supplements. Of course, nuts and vegetables are whole food supplements. Then you have your oranges for vitamin C and your apples. These are very good whole food supplements. And they contain all the live enzymes. They would contain all the complementary minerals and vitamins and amino acids, you know, that nature said you need. This, of course, would be the ideal source of getting these isolated vitamin A, B, and C. Well, there's another class above whole food supplements, and that's superfood. Algae and spirulina and kelp are part of that. Of course, we know garlic and bee pollen are also part of that. And a couple of modern-day examples of a superfood would be noni juice and wolfberry juice. And if we look back in history, all the ancient cultures, all the indigenous tribes, they had a common superfood that they considered sacred. The Aztecs and the Mayans, they actually dried algae into cakes. and they reserved it, the medicine men reserved it for people who were sick, for the elderly who needed, you know, greater nutrition, and for pregnant women. And those are the three cases that they would dispense the superfood.
Well, let's hold one moment.
Yeah.
Anyone not speaking right now, if you would please press key 6 so as to mute yourself so we diminish the background noise. Thank you.
Excellent.
Hey, Russell.
Thank you, Helen. So if we go back to history, all these ancient people had a superfood, and unfortunately, our modern-day culture has kind of lost that. I mean, in some of the health food stores, you know, you obviously see garlic supplements and bee pollen, and, you know, you have your old-time, you know, reserve that our parents knew as the cod liver oil when you're sick. But most people have forgotten about superfoods these days. And so algae and spirulina are, of course, one good source of superfood. Well, what Dr. Kiriak has done, he's created a fourth class above all of this. He's created microalgae concentrates, which he calls supernutrition. And I feel these are truly a new breed of supplements above everything else. Because you can see by the diagram, they cover the broad range of isolated supplements, of all these dots on the bottom, you know, the vitamin A and the B and the C and everything. But they also include the depth and the intensity of a medicinal product such as garlic and bee pollen. And he has scientifically included all of this in one supplement. And that's why I think biosuperfood and biopreparation truly is a quantum leap in supplements for both humans and animals. Let's turn to the slide number 10 here on page 10. And let me go through just my observations on why I think biopreparation is the perfect holistic animal supplement. As I've already mentioned, animals instinctually eat algae whenever they drink from a natural body of water. So we're not giving them something strange, something they don't get in their native diet. It's not like we're buying a pet tab supplement, you know, at the store and grinding it up and putting it in. It contains 10 different ingredients, and only 3 of them are natural to the animal's diet. You know, algae is perfectly natural to the diet, and I think it's far safer than all the other supplements out there. Second thing that I like is that nature determined the exact formula of ingredients, not a scientist. You know, nature determined the proper proportions of omega-3, 6, and 9 oils. Nature determined how much vitamin A, how much B complex, how much C, you know, and all that. Nature determined how many amino acids to put in, and nature determined that pets needed over 4,000 live enzymes. Now, what Dr. Kiriak has done, he's gone a step beyond that and provided exact proportions for each algae and each spirulina. But nature provided the ingredients. And I think this is far better than all the other supplements because a scientist determined how many milligrams of this and how many milligrams of that. And sometimes they remember that, yes, you know, animals need enzymes to digest this, but do they remember the trace minerals and the amino acids that go along? Well, that requires extensive research. And fortunately, nature has done our research for us. And nature has said, with all these ingredients that I've put in algae, an animal or human need 4,000 enzymes, both digestive and metabolic, for this to work. And I don't know any scientist who can come up with 4,000 enzymes all in one formula to make, you know, their vitamin pill work. The fourth thing that I like about biopreparation is that it does not treat the symptoms. You know, we're not giving it for the say a congested liver. We're not giving it for a low thyroid. That is one of the results in that it will holistically be balanced, but we're giving it to provide super nutrition. And because we're not treating symptoms, there are very little side effects. You know, we're not giving mega doses of something. Like if you take a mega dose of vitamin C, like 3,000 milligrams, well, you have to be careful at that dosage that you don't overdose and take too much. Because you could detox too fast, you could have diarrhea, or get dehydrated. Well, we don't have that concentration of vitamins and minerals and biosuperfood. You know, it's strictly what nature intended in the proper ratios and proportions. Another thing we found about biosuperfood and biopreparation is that it helps cleanse the body and the intestines. And when you cleanse the intestines of all the plaque that's stuck in there, you increase the efficiency of it, and you increase the nutrient absorption, so that over time, one can actually reduce the dosage as the body heals. And this is one of the hallmarks of a holistic supplement. And I tell people to look for this. You know, I say, all right, if you're going to take, you know, supplement X or product X or whatever, make sure it's holistic. And find out that if you take this or give this to your animal, are you going to have to increase the dosage with time? Or will you actually activate the natural ability of the animal to heal so that the body can take over itself? And then you can reduce the dependence on the supplement. And so almost in every case that we've had, we've been able to reduce the biopreparation from the beginning dosage over long term in all our animal cases. So this tells me biopreparation is truly a holistic animal supplement. And the other thing I like about it is that it's very fast acting. Animals have a very short digestive tract, and so if you give them a tablet that's not crushed, that's not broken up, they actually have to use digestive enzymes, break it up, separate the filler from the nutrients, you know, and finally absorb it. Whereas biopreparation, we literally see results within days and usually within the first week. It's that quick. Are there any questions so far? Okay. Well, I think we'll move to the next slide, which is on page 11. So what makes biopreparation a quantum leap in animal supplementation? Well, first of all, I don't think anyone's put together the special formula that Dr. Kiriak has. He's included two algaes and two spirulinas. Now, if you look at some other supplements, especially the green supplements, yeah, they'll have probably one, maybe two blends of algae or spirulina. And it's usually people grade, and it's usually the generic kind, Spirulina platensis or Spirulina pacifica, the ocean kind. But I don't know of any other product that combines all four of them. And from reading Dr. Kiriat's book, I understand that he did this for the specific synergy that he found with all four. And just to explain synergy a little bit, synergy means that if you add 1 plus 1, you don't get 2. You have a synergy, or you have a combination of the two ingredients so that the sum is greater than the parts. So what Dr. Kiriak has done, he's added 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1, and the sum total, I think, is a 10. It's not 4. And that's the genius behind this product. It's a synergy that you don't get by just adding one or two spirulinas to an already good multivitamin. Another reason why I think biopreparation is a quantum leap is that biopreparation actually feeds the master glands of the brain. We're providing single supercellular nutrition in the form that can be easily assimilated. You know, one-cell organisms, that's what algae is. And animals know what to do with this. It's so native to the diet, they go, oh, an algae cell, I like this, and it just sucks it up. And so this is a holistic approach to wellness. Rather than stimulating something for the adrenal glands, rather than give something for the thyroid gland, rather than giving a supplement specifically for inflexibility and arthritis, what we're doing is we're waking up the master glands of the brain, which control all the other secondary organs and glands. Pancreas, the adrenal glands, the thyroid, the intestines, the stomach, the liver, the kidneys, these are all secondary. So by activating the master glands of the brain, we're causing the brain to wake up and holistically balance the body. Okay, number three, I think I've gone over this before, but biopreparation is not a fixture for life, like most allopathic remedies. We've actually had a case where a dog had autoimmune disease, and this is before biopreparation came out, but we were See, we're feeding it 8 capsules of formula 2. And after about 3 or 4 months, the dog improved, and we were able to drop the dose down to 6 capsules of formula 2. And then in March of this year, biopreparation came out, and we compared the dosage of formula 2 and formula 2 plus. And what we found was, 6 capsules of formula 2 was equivalent to 2 or 3 capsules of 2 plus. And that's the power of biopreparation. It's so fast acting, it's so customized for animals, that we were able to half the dosage, going from the human formula to biopreparation, the animal formula. And so, the 3 specific ways that biopreparation is customized for animals is that biopreparation is freeze-dried at a lower temperature for better assimilation in animals. 2, biopreparation is ground to a finer powder for faster assimilation by animals. And 3, biopreparation uses a higher grade of astaxanthin for more antioxidant power in animals. And we have found all this to be true. We had a cat that was dying of kidney disease, and my wife was having to poke it twice a day with subcutaneous fluids. We were stuffing homeopathic pills down the cat's mouth, and we were squirting another liquid remedy into the cat every single day. And we just didn't know how long this cat was going to last. Well, we started giving the biosuperfood, the bioalgae concentrate, to the cat, and within a couple days, we saw the cat's energy improve. We saw the disposition improve. It started to get more affectionate. And the cat jumped up on our picnic table on our porch. And we haven't seen the cat jump up on anything for a long, long time. Like I say, this cat was, 17 years old and was extremely arthritic. And you can always tell when this cat went down the stairs, because it wouldn't go clop, 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 clop. It would go clip, clop, clip, clop. Clip-clop. You know, you could obviously tell it was suffering from arthritis. And so this was the result within 1 week of giving the bioalgae concentrates to this cat. I've read Dr. Curiette's book, and I also have some case histories, but biopreparation has actually been clinically proven to reduce cancer and tumors in animals. And this is what's exciting to me. Because up to now, there hasn't been a lot of stuff that's been truly, truly holistic that's been able to do this. And now we have clinical research, and we actually have case histories that can actually help with cancer. And if you remember the statistics on one of the first slides that I talked about, the sobering statistics, about 40% of the animals are coming down with cancer. And in certain breeds, it's even more than that. A recent study showed that 63% of golden retrievers will die of cancer. You know, and that's over 50%. This is very heart-rending for me. Let's go to page 12. And I'm just going to go through some of these animal testimonies. I won't read all of them. You know, I'll leave that for you. But Roland had a dog that was supposed to have $2,000 worth of surgery for arthritis in the hind legs. And it was given the bioalgae concentrates, and it started to do better and demonstrate more flexibility. And as far as I know, the surgery plans were canceled. Can you confirm that, Roland? Has surgery ever been done on Snoopy?
Snoopy is happy and jumpy as within a week after he started, and that's 2 years ago.
And no surgery since then?
No surgery, no sign of surgery, total normal behavior.
Wonderful. Yes.
And he is on the biopreparation since January.
Excellent, excellent. See, this is how it works. Let me go through a couple of others here, and then we'll get to one last case history. Here's one about a cat that was hypothyroid. And this is unusual, because cats usually are hyperthyroid. So we were given a homeopath and an herbal supplement, and it didn't seem to be doing anything. And so that's when the bioalgae concentrates came out, and we started doing that. And we immediately saw the cat perk up, increased energy level, improved appetite. So when we ran out of the bottle of the thyroid supplement that the holistic vet gave us, we continued on the bioalgae concentrates. So after about 3 months, we took the cat back to the holistic vet, had the blood tested, and the thyroid tested absolutely normal. And of course, the vet thought, well, you know, this is what, you know, I gave you, right? And so we told her, no, we're giving it bioalgae concentrates. So we continued to transition the diet of the cat from dry food to raw food, and we increase the bioalgae concentrates. And this is about a year and a half later now. The last blood test we did was March of this year, and again, the thyroid tested absolutely normal. And this is without any other supplements whatsoever, just the bioalgae concentrates. And so this is what we like to see. We like to see a holistic supplement not specifically addressing the particular gland or organ, you know, that's deficient, but given to the animal so it holistically balances itself. And then all the other glands and organs are balanced with it. One other testimony I'd like to go through is this autoimmune syndrome here. It's a cat that was not manufacturing red blood cells. The cat was found to be licking this red sandstone rock continuously. And what we surmised was it was very deficient in minerals. Well, the condition got worse where the cat stopped eating, was very, very anemic, and was almost dying. And the holistic vets, you know, were trying everything. They didn't have anything that worked. So we introduced the cat to bioalgae concentrates, and immediately the cat started eating it, and it started eating the food that they put with it. So with the increased appetite, they were able to get it back on a raw food diet, and then they gradually increased the bioalgae concentrates. And finally, the cat was well enough to eat a normal diet. So they took the cat back to the vet, and sure enough, the cat was now manufacturing red blood cells. And this was absolutely amazing. They just couldn't believe it. And so even stuff like autoimmune syndrome can be helped with a holistic supplement like biopreparation. Because again, we're not trying to fix the immune system. What we're doing is we're awakening the master glands of the brain. We're giving the animal super nutrition on the one cell level. And we're giving it in the native form that the animals know what to do with. Now, they know what to do with algae. They don't have to break it down. And then they use the 4,000 enzymes that come in biopreparation, and they break down all the other food that we're feeding it. And this is how wellness is established. So I saved the best testimonial for last. And if you'll turn to page 13, you'll see a biopreparation case history. Now, this was a 7-year-old German Shepherd Husky mix named Baby Bear. And it was a shelter animal, and it was diagnosed with a mast cell tumor on the foot. And as most people know, mast cell tumors are the nastiest because they spread the quickest, and they just, you know, literally take over the body. And so you've got to take action quickly. Now, the correct protocol for a mast cell tumor is to take out the tumor with surgery, plus a 3 centimeter perimeter of tissue around the tumor so that the tumor doesn't come back. And then either go for radiation or chemotherapy. Well, if you look at the first picture on the right, if you take out that tumor plus 3 centimeters around it, you literally have to amputate the paw. And being a shelter dog, who's going to adopt a 3-legged animal? You know, you just give the dog a death sentence. So the executive director told the vet, all right, take out as much of the tumor as you can, preserving all the digits of the foot, and then I'll look for some other holistic type of remedy. And so that's what they did. And these two pictures at the top under the heading May 22nd is 2 weeks after the surgery. So this picture that you're seeing is what's actually left of the tumor. No, that's all they could take out. So on May 22nd, we started Baby Bear on 1 pinch of biopreparation formula 3 plus a day. And the reason why we did 1 pinch rather than more is that we're thinking holistically and homeopathically. we're not thinking allopathically. We don't want to hit it with the bomb, so to speak. We know the power of biosuperfood. We know it will detoxify the body. And being 2 weeks out of surgery, the dog still had anesthesia, drugs, antibiotics, and all kinds of other stuff floating around in his system. So we didn't want to shock the system right away and overdrive the liver and the kidneys. So we started with one pinch a day. Okay, one pinch a day for the first week, and then we increased it to 1/2 capsule a day for the second week. So if you look at the second set of pictures on June 5th, this is after 15 days of giving biopreparation formula 3+. And you can see there's a visible reduction in the tumor. It's no more discolored. It's not pink anymore, but it's black. And you can actually see hair growing back on top of the tumor. So we were totally ecstatic about this result. And the dog was getting more energetic, was less lethargic, it had a better appetite. And so we said, well, let's increase the dosage, because really we don't think a half a capsule is enough. So for the next approximately 2 weeks, we continued with half a capsule. And in the final 2 weeks, until June 13th, we upped it to 1 full capsule of biopreparation a day. And so the third set of pictures underneath, under July 13th, that is the 7 weeks after starting biopreparation. And you can look at the left paw there, and you can just see a little bit of black there underneath. The hair is almost totally grown back. The tumor area is not raised anymore. All you see is the normal knuckle underneath, and that's what you see is black. And there's almost no evidence. It's virtually gone. And if you turn the page to slide number 14, you'll see the final picture that we have on July 31st. This is 10 weeks after starting biopreparation. We kept the dose at 1 capsule a day for the first week, and for the final week, we upped it to 1.5. And you can see the picture there on the right-hand side. The hair is almost all grown back. There's no discoloration, no more black or pink. There's no more raised tumor anymore. And all you see is a normal knuckle and a normal digit. And there's a picture of baby bear underneath. And I'm happy to say that as of Thursday of last week, baby bear was adopted out. A totally 100% healthy dog. They took it to the vet. All evidence of the tumor and all the blood tests passed perfectly. And that's a result of 10 weeks of biopreparation formula 3+. So I am so happy we were able to save a dog's life, and we've now proven the efficacy of biopreparation on cancer tumors in dogs. Okay, so let's get back to what biopreparation can do for our pets. So let's turn to slide number 15. These are some of the things that we've actually observed and that Dr. Kiriak has put together as benefits of biopreparation. I'm not going to read them all. I'll have you do that. But the most important things to me are that, one, you can help prevent degenerative diseases. Remember the first slide on animals, on the statistics, how animals were getting diabetes, irritable bowel syndrome, arthritis, cancer, tumors. To me, back in the 50s, these were human degenerative diseases. You know, animals didn't get this. Cancer was very, very rare back then. Usually animals would start to go blind when they went, you know, they got old. They would have some kidney and liver problems. And, of course, arthritis. They would have arthritis, but, you know, they wouldn't get it until, like, age 15 or 18. Well, now animals under the age of 10 are getting these degenerative diseases. And I was talking to Dr. Martin Goldstein, a very famous holistic vet, this past Saturday in New York City. And he said he had a dog that was 7 months old that came to him that had cancer. He was having dogs from 2 to 5 years of age coming to him with cancer. And to me, this is absolutely astounding. You know, we've got to do something. So we've got to help prevent the degenerative diseases. We need to reduce the illness, and the benefits are an increased life expectancy for our pets. They will have optimum health, and we'll also reduce our vet bills. You know, nobody likes to have expensive vet bills when they're animals, you know, like 8 to 10. And that should be reserved for 15 to 20. And so we can help. And the second part of the slide shows the cost effectiveness of this. I went to a pet store and I looked at all the common supplements that a pet owner would take, like a multivitamin for their pet, joint support for a pet, you know, that was had arthritis, fish oils to help either boost the immune system or to have a shinier coat, you know, better skin, and of course enzymes, you know, and these would be just digestive enzymes. So if you were to give all of these supplements to a pet, you'd add up all this monthly supply. It would cost you about $65 for high-quality supplements. Well, as you all know, biopreparation is less than that. You know, Formula 2 Plus is $39 a bottle, and 3 Plus is only $59 a bottle. So this is what you can do. You can save money, you can increase the life expectancy of your pet, and you can help prevent degenerative diseases, all with one holistic supplement. Let's go to the final slide, which is on page 16. And let me go through what our suggested dosages are. This is not very scientific. This is based on observations. This is based on what Dr. Kiriak and Roland Thomas have suggested to us. So I think each owner needs to use their own guidelines and work with their own holistic vet. But here's what we've observed. It's always best to start out slowly with the biopreparation. It is very powerful, and it can have a very detoxifying effect. So you don't want to go in with 1 to 2 capsules right away for a small animal, because they could detox too quickly, and with that, they could have a bad reaction. And what we found is very hard to get an owner to continue with the supplement after.